Tuesday, 27th of July, Yud Ches Menachemov, Seif Chof. In Simon Tovkuf, Peva, bottom of page 120. Nosen Shofar L'Soich. Shofar, what if you place the Shofar inside the Shofar? So it was a very large Shofar, and you somehow managed to put inside it another smaller Shofar. Him apnim yoide v'alachitza in Mishnei Tzadov. If the internal one is bigger than the external one, meaning that the very large one was bigger, but the one which was placed internally was longer. And the inner one is longer, so it's sticking out. The edges of the internal one is sticking out from both sides. And he blew the shofar like this, and the talker boy, and he blew it kosher. It's kosher. But he nira says the Rama, "Tafin ainu boiled mitzad rochav, rak shofar lechitzon." Even if it's equal, hold the boiled it's not a pair. If it's it depends which one you're actually blowing into. Boiled it's not a pair. For the kab apnim yotz, it all depends what you're blowing. If the mouthpiece that you're blowing is the internal one, then you're yotze. But that's only, as long as you're not changing the sound of the shofar. If the sound remains identical, the fact that it was placed in an external shofar, the fact that you placed it in a larger shofar, that's okay, as long as it doesn't amplify or change the sound by the fact that it's placed in a larger one. But if it does change the sound, possible, it's possible. Moving on to very different halachas now. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah and mechalel of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to mechalel Yom Tov in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. Even for a rabbinical drabonon, you're not allowed to mechalel Yom Tov in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. Ketzad, how is this? So, what are the examples brought down over here? If the shofar was on top of a tree, we know you're not allowed to climb a tree. It's an issur d'rabbanan. Or me'ever hanav, it's on the other side of the river. You know you're not allowed to cross the river on Yom Tov. Or ve'en l'shofar, and there's only this particular shofar lehu. There's only one shofar, and that's on top of a tree or on the other side of the river. Einu oile be'ilon, do not climb up the tree. Ve'en l'shot al pnei hamayim, don't swim across. Kedei la'avir, in order to bring it. But if you're asking a goy to do so, either to climb a tree or to cross the river, it's aledei niyudi. If you're asking the goy, have shvus to shvus, it's a double drabonon. That's okay. Have shvus to shvus. Aledei niyudi mutzah, have shvus to shvus. Perish is a amir le niyudi. You're asking a goy to do an issa. So if it's issa deraisa mishum shvus. If you're asking a goy to do an issa deraisa, that's shvus, because he's actually only doing a shvus. Shomu chazal lishpois b'ze amir l'nihudi, issa d'rabonon, shvus t'shvus. If you're asking a goy to do something which would be an issa d'rabonon, that's considered a shvus t'shvus. V'moke mitzvah, and since this is a for mitzvah purpose, moke mitzvah lo'i gozu chum never forbade it, since this is an instance of a shvus t'shvus, it's for mitzvah, then therefore it's okay. The Mishavur brings in Zivkon Pei Beis, Ein Mechal, you're allowed to be Mechal. Mishum the Chil Yom Tov, Ba'asei, Ve'loi Sasei. Chil Yom Tov is considered Nasei and Ve'loi Sasei. Shofar Rak Asei, Ve'in Nedoicha. Shofar is only Nasei, and he's not, doesn't push away the Isuri Yom Tov. So if you are, you're not allowed to be Mechal Yom Tov, because that includes Nisa, and I say, and lo sase, you don't have to do that for a mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. Sivkon pegimel mishum shvus chomim yishvu divrem shel toira v'emidu divrem b'shem v'altaise b'mokam ase. Chomim put their words in a way that you're not allowed to do that, because you'd be over an isurim for the sake of a mitzvah that you're not allowed to do that. They've gotten paid dalet ketzad. So in all the examples, you're not even allowed to get a shofar from outside of the tchum. So let's say your shul hasn't got a shofar, and you want to walk to another shul, which is outside of the tchum, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the rest of hearing the shofar, you're not allowed to do that. Because you're walking outside of the tchum, that's an isur d'rabanan. You're not allowed to be open isur d'rabanan, in order to fulfill mitzvah kiyum shofar. But in kol isur d'rabanan, any isur d'rabanan is forbidden. Any isur d'rabanan is restricted for the sake of a mitzvah, the rest of tkiyas shofar. Not for that of galavonim. For instance, it's in a muktzah situation. The shofar is in a muktzah situation. Shosu l'taltal avodim k'telitloi. Similarly, im tzurich l'sakin ha-shofar b'chatzich v'chadoimer. If the shofar needs to be fixed, is something that needs to be repaired with a piece or something, which would be considered an isur d'rabanan. It's also to do that. Because you're not allowed to be Ovon Issa Drabonon for the sake of mitzvahs Tkiyas Shofar. Also, the Atzma, if it's yourself doing it, Afilu Beklesh Enderech Omni Nesakin Boy, Shabazim Shon Shuos, Kamkin also, even if it's, as long as it's even a Mukta, what Mishnah was saying, even Mukta, what we call Mukta, would be also for the sake of mitzvahs Tkiyas Shofar. But if it's through a Goy, Siv Kotten, if it's really good, then it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Pehe tells us v'en shatal pnei amayim v'tam zeh who din also lavo b'mavo shekarim from. So it's a ferry. You'll have to take a ferry or sfin diktano, a small boat. Kedei lehav lehavi ha'shefa or litkei ha'sham. You'll have to cross a river through a ferry, a boat, either to get the shefa or to go and listen to the shefa. Because that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. And again, you're not even allowed to an Issa D'Rabbanan for the sake of Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. However, if it's through Goy, it's permitted to Sifkon Pei Vav, Ale Dino Chimuta, Lefize Efsha, Afilu Mokum Sheish Leshofar, Rak She'ena Shel Ayil. Even if you are getting it just in order to get a better Shofar, so for instance, to get a Shofar, which is an Ayil Shofar, we learned is Lechat Chile, Muta Lehovi Le Dino Chi Shofar Shel Ayin, the Mitzvah Be'ayil. So not only to fulfill the mitzvah, but to get a better shofar, a more mahutadik shofar, you'd be allowed to ask a goy to get a more mahutadik shofar in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Because that would be a shvus to shvus, and a shvus to shvus would be permitted a tzorich mitzvah. So the yesoid in one sentence is, you're not allowed, a yid is not allowed to do any isurim in order to fulfill mitzvah to get shofar. Because Tkiyas Shofar is a mitzvah d'oraisa, but Chilul Yom Tov is a more severe d'oraisa. Not only a d'oraisa one is not allowed to do, but even a d'rabbanon, Chachamim restricted himself and said, you're not allowed to do d'rabbanon in order to fulfill mitzvah d'oraisa of Tkiyas Shofar. However, this is only with regards to your own isurim. However, to ask a goy, would be qualified as a shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus, a double d'rabbanon is permitted to mokah mitzvah, and hence to ask a goy to get the shofar, to bring the shofar, that's considered shavus to shavus, and Chachamim allowed that b'mokem mitzvah of tkiyas shofar.